The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? Stacy is here. Hi, Stacy. What's going on today?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're
hey,
good.
Stacy.
We're good. What do you think you're wrong about?
I don't think I'm wrong. I think he's wrong.
Oh. Who is he?
My husband. His name is Nick.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really hoping that you guys will call him today and set him straight.
Okay. What did he do?
He has taken my gun. He took my gun out of my purse, and he won't give it back to me.
Why?
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, we did have an argument,
mm-hmm.
but he took the gun. He took my gun. He ran out of the house. He won't give it back to me. It's been 3 days.
Really?
And so, did he say why he took your gun?
Well, because we were arguing, but...
What were you guys arguing about?
Were you arguing about the gun?
No. No, we were just, we're married. We were just arguing. It wasn't a big deal.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Him or anything.
Okay, all right. And his name's... So you said, give me back my gun, and what did he say?
He said, no. Not until I calm down, I think is what he said.
Oh.
Okay, I mean, you sound pretty calm to me right now.
You do.
I'm calm? Yeah, I'm calm.
Okay. All right.
Until he gets on the phone.
why don't we call Nick and find out what his take is, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, what's up, man? It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
Hey, Nick.
What's up?
What's up?
We have your wife, Stacy, on the phone, too.
Hi, Nick.
Hey.
Stacy?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Hey, Nick. Stacy told us that you took her gun.
Hell yeah, I took her gun.
Right. Okay, good. All right, well, at least that's not a lie.
So why'd you do that?
She is crazy.
Why? Okay, can you tell us, Nick, your side of the... What happened leading up...
I don't know why we got to bring our problems on the radio. I don't... This is kind of part of it, but,
Because you stole my property. You're a thief.
You stole your property. You tried to kill me.
Okay.
I didn't try to kill you.
Okay. Nick, hold on one second. Stacy, did you threaten to kill your husband with a gun?
No.
She was out of control. I don't know if she was drunk. She lost her mind, and she was wailing around at me, waving her gun around, screaming and yelling. Of course, I took her gun.
Where is it? Yeah.
I got it right here in my truck.
But she can't have it back.
Yeah. Why can't she have it back?
I'm gonna give her back, and she's gonna kill me with it.
Okay. Stacy,
it's good.
Stacy, did you wave your gun around and threaten to kill your husband?
I mean, I don't remember doing that.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Hey, that's comforting.
Hey, we have some people online that can maybe help out with this situation. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Let's get to the phones. We have Stacy is from Middleburg. Stacy, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Stacy. Who's right, who's wrong in this situation, do you think?
Well, it may just be a Stacy thing. I don't know, but I've been with my husband for almost 10 years.
Mm.
And when we get into our little tiffs, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill you. You aggravate the crap out of me. Never
yeah.
will I actually do it because I love him.
Right.
But if he did take my gun from me, that would totally escalate the situation and I'd really be angry.
But you still wouldn't kill him.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't kill him. I'd just be like, oh my God, just give me my gun back at this point.
Right.
Because I take my gun with me everywhere.
Okay.
And not that I would ever use it out of anger. It's there for protection. It's what it's there for.
Right.
So,
not for me to just be like, okay, you've made me so angry that I'm just going to shoot you now. No, I don't think that that's the case. I mean, I don't know the full scale of the argument, but
right.
I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, you make me so angry, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
I feel your pain.
We have two women named Stacy who have threatened to kill their husbands and also carry weapons. So this is great.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for I'm definitely not naming any of my future kids Stacy. Robert from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Robert. What do you think?
Well, what I think is that it's a little dangerous. You know, right now we're talking about it and maybe joking a little bit about it, but she already took the first step. First step is to start arguing. Then she broke that weapon out. And if she doesn't know what she's doing and her mind is gone and she doesn't remember, that second step is just using your little index finger. And it's dangerous, and she needs to get help. And gun comes with gun responsibility.
Yeah,
that is true.
That is true.
She needs help. And if he's allowing this to happen several times, trust me, she's not. She has some issue on there. She already doesn't have that feeling, because when you take out your gun,
right,
your gut feeling takes you to a level that's different.
All right, so you're saying he's 100% right to take her gun away and should probably never give it back to her.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. It's still dangerous because she can still go out and purchase another one if she has the right to conceal, even if she does have it. So
no,
she needs help first.
That's a good point. All right, Robert. Hey, thanks so much for your call, man. We really appreciate it. 340-9595. By the way, Megan, notice we had one woman call in and say she's totally right, and we had a dude call in and say she's totally wrong.
I know.
I feel like it's going to be split down those lines. Lance from Palm Coast, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Great, Lance. What do you want to say?
Well, I agree with the gentleman that just called in and said that since she was waving her gun, she doesn't remember, because I was in a situation where actually someone did the same exact thing and I ended up getting shot.
Oh,
what?
God.
You got shot by somebody?
I got shot.
Was it your wife?
It was my wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It was not life-threatening. It was not a life-threatening injury, but still, the fact that we were drinking, she got a little upset about the situation and ended up waving her gun around, and the next thing you know, I got shot.
Wasn't it, like, she didn't mean to do that, right? Or she did?
No, oh no, God. And when she found out that she had done it, I mean, but I'll never let her touch a gun again.
Yeah,
I was going to say, are you guys still together?
I mean, I would have thought maybe not let her drink anymore either would be a thing.
Yeah, that too.
What,
drinking is one thing, but around weapons, no way. I mean, I have three beautiful children. I don't want her hurting one of them either.
Are you guys still married?
I've been married for almost 27 years.
Wow, okay.
Wow. What what did you say to her when you... No kidding. What did you say to her when she shot you?
She doesn't remember any of it either, because like I said, we were out at a party.
You were you weren't even at home. You were at a party.
Oh wow.
No, I was out at a party and you know, she was drinking. She doesn't remember any of it. But you know, I mean, I lived through it, thank God, because it wasn't life threatening.
Where'd you get shot? What part of your body?
She shot me in my upper thigh.
Oh God, that's so painful.
And very dangerously close to another part of your body.
Yeah, I think that's what she might have been aiming for.
Oh, my God.
Lance, well, listen, thanks so much for calling and sharing that. We really appreciate that. April from the South Side, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, April. Have you been shot?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. What'd you want to... Have you ever shot somebody?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Then what'd you want to say?
I just think maybe she should let her husband hold on to her gun for a little while.
Yeah.
Until she sorts out her, like, anger problem, because you don't want to get to that point where you're so angry and then you just shoot the love of your life. Because there's no going back, you know, from that situation.
Right. No, yeah, that's always a bad situation.
Yeah, because if she can't even remember, like, that she threatened her husband, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, definitely. And she's only focused on getting the gun back, not like making up with her husband.
Yeah, but some women threaten their husbands so often that they're like, I mean, probably I said that. I'd say it all the time. But like that one woman just said, I threaten to kill my husband all the time.
Yeah.
I have anger problems myself, but I don't think I've threatened my husband to like kill him. Like I would say, oh, I'm going to choke you. But, you know, you don't really do it. But it's different when you like pull out a gun or get a knife and like wave it around in front of him.
Right.
It's very different because you're like a second away from killing somebody or hurting somebody.
No, you're right. You're right. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. All right. So most people think that she's she shouldn't be anywhere near this weapon anymore.
Right.
Well, Stacey, look, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, maybe maybe you shouldn't have a weapon if you can't, you know, use it responsibly, or, you know, if you're threatening to kill people with it.
Well, I'm not, and, you know, that's a matter for the police, and these people, you know, they don't know me, they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
You know, that's their opinion.
Guns don't kill people, Stacey. Stupid people kill people.
Okay.
You're calling your wife stupid?
I mean, I don't know that you're...
I feel like that's nice.
Crazy.
I feel like you're exacerbating
that. I'm not stupid. I know how to use my gun. These people don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Right.
So. Well, I mean, you wanted their opinions.
No, I didn't want their opinions. I wanted you to call him and tell him to give me my gun back.
Okay.
You lost your property. It's over, Stacey.
Okay.
I mean, like, you don't own her.
All right, hang on. I'll feel... Hey, you know what? Someone's gonna shoot us. Let's
okay.
All right, well, hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Best of luck in your marriage.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.